This morning, Pastor Gene is going to be praying for or preaching this morning, which is awesome. Gene, can I have a word of prayer over you, and then we will just get at it. Father, I want to say thank you, first of all, for who you've made Gene to be. I thank you for his love for you, his passion for you. I thank you that he is a man of the word and he is a man of prayer. And Father, as he has waited upon you to hear your voice, I thank you that he hears you. Thank you for the gifting, the prophetic gifting, the anointing on his life. And this morning, as he shares what you've laid upon his heart, I ask, Holy Spirit, it would not be him speaking, but you speaking through him. I thank you that you have prepared us to hear this word, and we declare today this word will have full effect in this place and in our lives. I plead the blood of Jesus over this building, and I declare this to be holy ground. Holy Spirit, speak. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody in agreement said, amen. God bless you, brother.
Here we go. Look at that. You can hear me. That's good. If I'm not loud enough, just let me know. Okay, when Pastor Colin asked me to speak, look, I'm even starting to wave with him now. Asked me to speak, I asked God what I should talk about, and he just bear witness in my heart that I should just highlight a little of my testimony, and it'd get pretty long if I were to go into detail, so I'll just pick one aspect, and just about my journey and learning to go deeper with God, so. And one catalyst for that was a saying that an evangelist said to me, and I admired this guy. He was a bodybuilder, black man, weighed about 260 pounds, and he's like a mountain walking around. And he says, Gene, if you worship God, he will visit you big time. Big time was one of his favorite sayings. So, and it impacted me. I thought, I'm going to try that. And I always wanted to make sure that it lined up with scriptures. And you look around and you find out it does line up. That God does want to meet with us. And James 4:5, it says, do you think that the Spirit or the Scripture saith in vain? The Spirit within us lusteth to envy. And that's King Jamesy. But it basically it's saying is the Holy Spirit, God wants more of us than we want of him even. So this is something God wants. And James 4:8 says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. So if you draw close to God, make that attempt, that try, he will get close to you. And then you think about the passage in John chapter 4, around verse 23, and this is talking about the women at the well, and she's making up some religious reason why, oh, they need to worship at this mountain. And Jesus gets to the crux of the matter, and he says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is looking for worshipers. He's looking for us. And so I have these scriptures in my mind, and it's very much a person who's got a seat in the Word before I do it. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this according to what he said. And so I remember about the second night after he said it to me, I'm laying in my waterbed, laying there, and I thought, well, let's do it. Today's a good day. So I stuck my hands in the air, facing straight upwards. And I just started saying, oh, Lord, I worship you, I praise you, and I can't remember what else I said. Within like 3 minutes, the presence of God showed up, like strong, like it was so strong I had to just shut up because you didn't want to do anything to disturb things. You didn't want to, you didn't want this to go away, so you just basked in it. And I thought, well, that's like that Staples commercial where you push that button and go, that was easy. But actually, God's not like minute rice. You know, worship in 5 minutes and you're there. Because I found out, I think God was just whetting my appetite that first time, okay, this is what you're going to reach for. And it didn't require effort on my part. And that should have been a hint to me, it's not based on my effort. It's based on God wanting to meet with me and my desire and my determination to do it. But that motivated me to keep going. So I knew from the Word to keep at it. And there's a lot of times there was opposition. You know, the devil's always got a narrative playing in your mind, and he's saying, well, this won't work. This doesn't work. You can try it tomorrow. You can do it another day, or do it later on in the day, or whatever. He'll do that kind of stuff. But I thought, no, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this. And I thought, well, what do you do? I mean, when you went somewhere with God, but you don't know how you got there, it's a little difficult to replicate. And maybe that's good, because God doesn't want us to live by a formula. But I thought, well, maybe I need to kneel. So kneel. Try some kneeling. Raise my hands. Okay. Maybe sing loudly. Okay, loud. Quiet. Sing quietly. Try that too. Pace around and sing. Lay on my face. Yeah, that'll do it. Close my eyes. Sing praise songs. Sing worship songs. That's I guess it is worship. So do that, right? Sing in the Spirit. Okay, do that. Pray in the Spirit. Do that too. Pray in English. And the hard one, the real hard one, sit quietly. That was really hard for me. When you're used to striving, that one's the hard one. You know, like, you got to work this up. You got to make this happen. But after a while, I started noticing that whenever I felt like I was getting a little traction, like, I think I'm onto something. I don't know, you just feel it. And I found that as I responded to those cues, I found it, hey, something's happening. And it wasn't a formula like I wanted a formula. I wanted, you know, just Campbell's soup, just open it up, there it is, it's ready for you. And that wasn't it. It was like going, not based on, it's like going where I felt to go, not going on where I thought to go. So all my ideas weren't cutting it. It was trusting in the Lord and leaning not onto my own understanding, even as I worked towards finding Him in this place. I kept going. And I'm reminded of Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And that's what I was learning to do. Search for Him with all my heart. Being wholehearted about this. And then I started experiencing His presence. Hearing His still small voice. And feeling such peace. And feeling so loved. And in that place, stuff just falls away. You don't have any distracting voices anymore. You don't feel fear anymore. Any conflict you've been going through with people or in any kind of stress or strife, it just pushed to the periphery. And there's such a feeling of belonging. You've gone somewhere. You're going somewhere. Think of Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Had I found the secret place? This place? And at first, I wanted to go there because of the feeling I felt the first time. I want that again. But then after a while, it's not because of that. You want to be there because you want to be with Him. And I think about Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, and a little on there, I'll read it off. And, yea, doubtless, I caught all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, and do count them but dung, that I might win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Then I jump to verse 14. I press towards the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this is the Apostle Paul saying this in Philippians. And he's saying, now this guy's an apostle. You think, okay, I've arrived. I'm an apostle. I'm moving in things of the Spirit. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm going here. I'm going there. I'm heavily persecuted. So I know I must be on the right track. And all that, he doesn't even consider that he's won the prize. It's the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's not just walking and being the apostle he's called to be. It was called to the knowledge, just that excellency of knowledge of Christ. Knowing him, being found in him, and knowing him and his power. So that's part of our quest, is to go there and to know him. And it changes you when you go there. It changes you. And the things, we've all got things inside ourselves, if we're self-aware, we've all got things inside of ourselves where, oh, I wish I wasn't so much like this. Boy, that was a bad thing to say. How come I keep doing that? Why is that tendency there? But guess what? After a while, spending so much time in him, the things that you don't like, they start to go missing in your life. And guess what? Here's the fun part. The things that have been missing in your life start to show up. That's the money sentence right there. And all that I'm saying to you is we've all got things in our lives that we'd love to go missing in our lives. Maybe it's our tongue. Maybe it's our attitude. Maybe it's a thought that we just keep dogging us. And there's things we don't even know need to show up in our lives. Peace and joy and a love and just a sense of belonging. And just, you feel so accepted. So it's changing. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Now this is King James again, but I'm going to pull out of here what I feel like it's saying to my heart, and you guys can judge it. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, as beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And that's what I found happening in my life, the more time I spent with him. I started to become more like him. And less like the old me. There's a me that God's always wanted me to be, and I'm just believing that he's making me into the right me, and the old me can just, he's had his time. Time for a different me in my life. So, and the cool thing too about when you spend time in his presence, after a while, that becomes the thing you want to do. It's the thing you yearn for. You know, like, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. You know? Why not? That longing probably is in each one of us. If we just lean into that. Let that start to take prevalence in our lives. And you are going to be in for the ride of your life. Thank you.
Wow, that was powerful, Gene. Before you sit down, I want you to have a word of prayer. Honestly, I'm going to ask you, how many of you, your quiet time, your devotional time, it is exactly the way that you want it to be? Just couldn't be better. Just raise your hand, would you? That's all of us. You made a powerful statement, and right at the very end, you said, when we begin spending time with the Lord, things begin disappearing. and things begin showing up. That was powerful. I would like you to pray that over us, because every one of us, we need more of what you're talking about, and it needs to begin here. And then you made a statement and you said, you know what? God initiated it, but you had to agree with it. Agreement. Would you take a moment and would you pray over us? If he was speaking to you today, would you just receive what Gene is going to pray?
Father God, I believe you know which hearts are receptive and ready to hear this, Lord. And I pray that they would use this as the impetus to just step forward, to reach in and to go deeper in you and discover how much of you there really is, an endless supply, and you have all the time in the world for each one of us. You're never too busy. So Father, I pray you do a work inside each of us to such a great extent that the devil will want to file a missing persons report on you, because where is this old so-and-so I had such a good hold on? He spoke all the things I needed him to speak. Father, I pray that that would happen and that we'd go missing from the devil's kingdom, Lord. And we'd start showing up so greatly, manifesting your kingdom through our lives, touching this world. And I thank you, Father, you just caused this just to be a tweak inside our heart. Every time we're maybe not as motivated as we could be, that, hey, this can be done, and this is worth it. And that truly, Father, that you are, like you were to Abraham, our exceeding great reward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. How many of you are blessed by that word this morning? Let's just give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Gene. Powerful.